Content is king, they say. And sure, your screens might look good, but if what's on them is of no value to your audience, then they're just not going to pay any attention. And I know it could be quite difficult sometimes to figure out, gosh, what can I do to put up on my screens? This constant need for content. I need inspiration and ideas. You know, actually, it's all around you. You already have this stuff probably in your own organization. You've got people that you can tap. There's actually quite a bit out there. So today we're going to talk to Elise Kelly, Client Relationship Manager for Fizzix. Hi, Elise.
Hi, Derek.
How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Marvelous. Thank you for being on. So we're going to talk about some of these ideas. And I'd like to thank Elise for joining us and thank everybody for listening.
This is Digital Signage Done Right. Whether you're new to digital signage or a seasoned pro, this podcast gives you practical advice about systems, communications, and content to better engage your audience. I'm Derek DeWitt, Communications Specialist for Fizzix. Welcome to Digital Signage Done Right.
I mean, there's really no limit to what you can put on digital signs, right? I mean, you can kind of put anything you want. I think you kind of need to know the audience. You don't want to put up a bunch of stuff about, I don't know, Vietnamese pig farming practices if nobody cares.
No one cares. You absolutely, it's a great point. You do need to know your audience.
Yeah, right. So you have to be able to do that so that you can figure out what motivates and what interests them.
Yes.
And I'd like to take this opportunity to mention that you can also download our content guide, which is the Masterclass 3 guide. And we also have a digital signage cheat sheet infographic, which you can find the link below in the transcript. It's 100 message ideas.
It is awesome.
It's a lot of ideas. We're going to talk about some of those. So let's do this like a game. I'm gonna throw something at you.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, and you tell me how I can leverage that into digital signage messages.
You can do this with your digital signage messaging.
Yes, you could.
Make a little game out of it.
Yeah.
Okay, I like it. Yeah. Let's roll with that.
And and again, if you have any, because you deal with clients a lot, and so if you have any examples, how awesome for us, because we can see some real world examples.
Yes.
So we're talking about sort of DIY content, leveraging stuff that's already around the organization. All right, so PowerPoints. Everybody got a PowerPoint or 10 or a million. What do I do? How can I turn these into digital signage messages?
You're right. Everybody has PowerPoint. So if you already have PowerPoint, great. You can just import it and schedule it. However, if it's a really lengthy, wordy PowerPoint, let's scale that down, the text down, maybe get a little few more graphics in there if you don't have a lot of good graphics. And I'm not talking about clip art. Nobody wants to see any clip art. That's a thing of the past.
Yes.
So let's just get the critical information that I need to know for that message to be relevant. You're not adding text. You're removing text from the PowerPoint 9 times out of 10.
You're subtracting, getting down
subtracting.
To the bare essentials.
Just to the bare essentials. Mm. But that is a quick way to get content on your screens. Mm. And I have a lot of K-12 customers even that will use Google Slides. So they might have a PowerPoint that several people are contributing to or have access to maybe make tweaks to, make changes to, or they can add a new PowerPoint to Google Slides. We can just simply point to that URL. Content automatically updates when they go in and make a change.
Okay. What about printed material? So a lot of companies, schools, everybody, they've got tons of printed material hanging around.
Lots of PDFs.
True. Also the electronic version of printed. Yeah.
Electronic version of printed typically is going to exist somewhere. You could import that. But again, if I made a flyer, let's say that I posted around campus.
Under windshield wipers.
Yes, under windshield wipers, perhaps in like a break room area. I've got lots of flyers. Sure, if you've got the electronic version, or you can scan it, you can import it. Is my audience going to look at that? Print is a little bit different than digital signage. We need to, again, scale the content down. You can copy and paste it, put it into a very quick Word document, PowerPoint, whatever you need. Just make it short, sweet, and to the point. You can get that up on your signs really quick.
If your CMS has design tools integrated in, right, you just take
even better
the basic essentials.
Yes.
I mean, let's say, for example, like both PowerPoint and let's say we have like, I don't know, a trifold brochure.
Sure.
There's a lot of info on there. A trifold brochure is going to have a cover and a back that you don't need, but it's going to have 4 long pages of information. A PowerPoint presentation is going to be, what, 10, 15, 20 minutes
sure.
long, dozens of slides. What about turning, like taking the main elements of that and turning them into a series of connected messages? Sure. So you've got 3 or 4 or 5 messages that all sort of together tell a narrative or tell a story.
Can do people absolutely do this? Do that. They do. Mm-hmm. You don't want them to stay up on the screen too long. Again, you want to keep the content short, sweet, and to the point because your audience, keep in mind, transient audience, they're walking by. Yeah. 9 times out of 10. Sometimes you'll have them in a waiting area. It depends on where the screens are located. You might have them in an elevator where there's a little bit more time, unless you got some really fast elevators. So you don't want to make something too long to where they don't get the whole point of the message you're trying to get across.
Right, right. Make sure that you design them in a way that
exactly
creates cohesion.
Yes.
Okay, what about community news? I mean, people, I think very often we forget that this is people communicating with people. And, you know, if it's a corporate campus or a university or a hospital or whatever, like everybody who's there, they live in the community, they work in the community, they shop, kids go to school there.
Absolutely.
How can I pull that information in?
Well, you're probably already getting that information from somewhere. You maybe signed up for a community newsletter, your chamber of commerce. You're probably getting that information sent to your email, which you have 1,000 emails, right? But what if you can take some of that information in that newsletter that you might be getting, copy and paste the pertinent information, or you can just go to their website if you know something's happening. If you know where to get that information, if you're not getting it delivered to you, copy those details, put them into a quick message. Again, you can use your software to do that. Very easy. You can even, if you already have fill-in message templates created, oh boy, those are the way to go, because that's just copy and paste, schedule, and you're done. Quick as PowerPoint, if not quicker. It
15
is 15
words.
Yes.
Boom.
Less than 60 seconds, sometimes less than 30 seconds to get
Butch
that
Walker
scheduled.
Performing here,
exactly.
This date, $15.
Yes, and then recycle days, DEA take back days for your unused medication. I love to know when there's farmers markets that are opening. Those are seasonal. It'd be great to be able to see that on the screen and say, oh, it's opening this weekend or whenever.
Now, what about the argument? So let's say I always imagine this big sort of like the Monopoly guy boss, you know, saying, we make widgets. What does that have to do with widgets? What's the argument for putting stuff not about our organization on our digital signs? Why involve community information?
That's a great question. That builds the community of your work family, right? That brings you closer together. So when you are building those widgets, you have a better sense of community. It's not just all about work, right? You're giving them information that's useful to them. So they think, wow, oh, I saw that at work today. That's a great thing. They might not have a lot of time when they get home, and that might help them with their family to go out this weekend to see Butch Walker.
The
perhaps
family.
They're
come on,
perhaps
kids.
Maybe not the family. I don't know. He's family friendly. But you get the idea.
Yeah.
It gives them...
Or there's a circus in town or whatever,
right.
Yeah.
You might even run into some of your coworkers there. It might be fun to see them outside of work, but it just builds... It's not all about, we made this widget and we made this widget better.
Right.
Everybody knows that. Yeah. They contributed to making the widget better.
What about web pages? I know a lot of people like to just stick a web page up there.
Yes, let's just schedule our homepage as a message.
Yeah.
That makes no sense whatsoever. No. Let's not do that. But I'll give you one of my favorites all time. So we have a customer. They are essentially selling space, like in a retail mixed-use environment. So they've got people living. They've got people that have retail shops.
Okay.
And so in their headquarters, they have this beautiful video wall, and they want to show just how busy that area is that they're selling that space or leasing that
space. Like foot traffic, car traffic.
Foot traffic, yes. So heat maps display visitors and obviously also residents to this area, and so they can see this on their digital signage. It's part of a big video wall, and they can see what is happening and say, wow, these are the most number of visitors we've had this on this date.
Uh-huh.
This is the number of visitors we have right now, and that thing is constantly moving and changing, and the heat is
and that's
moving.
I mean, it's in real time.
That's a real time. Great web page. That's a great use of a web page to me. Another great use of a web page would be, for example, automated subscriptions. Typically those are web pages that are auto updating, that could be customized to your look and your brand and all that good stuff. Those are constantly updating and feeding. They fit perfectly. Everything fits perfectly on the screen in the area that you've chosen to display that information.
At the right resolution.
But if you have a web page that you're pointing to, that I'll give you an example of what not to do here. So if you have maybe some events that are showing that you're showing on your website, but you have a scroll bar and it's showing in this nice little narrow field. Well, if you have to interact with that on your PC or on your laptop, you have to scroll down. Well, what if you don't have interactive displays? And even if you do, you're looking at a tiny little desktop area of events that no one wants. Let's get those events automated and we'll do that a different way. They'll look beautiful and look however you want and people will be able to read them.
And it's not a lot of work, I think, to set that
up. It's so easy, super quick.
All right, how to tips and tricks.
Yes.
Leveraging the actual people in the organization.
Yes, you can do this. So how to make beer at home.
Because Joe makes beer.
Joe
and he knows
beer.
All about it.
And yeah. Joe likes beer a lot.
He's a beer maniac.
He is a beer connoisseur.
Yes. I was going to say glutton, but okay.
Or, you know, how to buy concert tickets without going through, let's say, a big place that charges you a lot of money. There are people in this building that know that, believe it or not.
Really? So like lifestyle hacks.
Lifestyle hacks.
Ah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. How do you smoke barbecue? I've got a customer who's great at smoking stuff. One of his favorite things to do. And he's always got really good tips. I should put some of those up.
Yeah.
I bet when he listens to this, he'll know I'm talking about him.
You know who you are, pal.
You know who you are.
So you can kind of like go around and leverage the outside work expertise of people or find out what they're interested in.
Find out what people are interested in.
It turns out a lot of people, weirdly enough, love making Easter baskets. So here's how to make a great Easter basket. And the good news,
$5.
For under $5, yeah. And you know, we're in an interesting time because, especially on social media, but all over the place, you get these clickbait articles. 5 ways to do this. 6 ways to do this. 5 ways to do this. I mean, that kind of thing to me, it almost feels like it's pre-made for a medium like digital signage.
Yes.
You know, like, but with digital signage, you don't want to make it too busy, so you go top 3.
Top 3. Could do top 5 if they're super short.
Right. What about loyalty programs? I know some companies have loyalty programs. Obviously, the retail version of that is it's buy 10 coffees, get 1 free, and things like that. How can that be leveraged onto digital signage?
You can certainly reward loyal viewer or viewing behavior, and then you can learn about your audience at the same time.
What, with like polls and surveys and things like this?
Polls, surveys, great ways to get people engaged. Because if you think about it, think about Facebook. Have you ever taken a survey or a poll or a test on Facebook?
Yeah.
I think they're called tests.
Harry Potter character you are. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
I did a Britney Spears test one time.
And you probably aced it.
I got 100. It's the only test I've ever made a 100 on.
That's
but
marvelous.
I did ace it. But
right.
A lot of people like those. Even people that I would say, some of my friends that I would say I would think they would never click on one of those, they've done it. They've all done it on Facebook.
They're just so enticing. How can you not?
They're fun.
So how do you set something like that up? You put up, say, a digital signage message with what, like a QR code or a short URL that goes to like a SurveyMonkey or a dedicated web page you created with like 5 questions on it or what?
All of those are great ideas. Mm. And you can even just say, hey, if you go to the internet, it's on the homepage, click the link at the top of the homepage. Done and done.
I heard about there was a university that went to ask questions of their student body and they put things up on the digital sign saying, hey, fill out our surveys, and they gamified it somehow, you know, random drawing. And they actually had tables set up right there underneath the displays with the surveys, 5 questions, no more, because people won't do it otherwise, with pencils. Mm-hmm. And yeah, people stole the pencils. They had to replace them. But still, you have to make it easy, right? You have to go boom.
Yeah.
It's really easy. If you make me hunt around, I'm not going
to
do it.
No, that's a great idea. So that's a great way to do it if you need to print something. If you've got a phone, which everyone has a phone in their hand, and they can scan something that immediately takes them to that survey, that's also a great way to get an immediate response. Because, of course, as soon as they walk away from the display, the chances are they're not gonna go back and do it.
Right. Let's talk videos.
Oh, videos.
Should we put videos on digital signs?
Well, it depends. I'm usually not a big fan of video. Here's why. Because most videos that you already have, they're long. It depends on what they were made for. Are they 20 seconds? Are they 10 seconds? Those might be great because video is captivating, right? But when I think of video on digital signage, I'm thinking animated video backgrounds. That is a great use of video on digital signage. Not all customers are going to need video.
Mm.
I've seen videos that go up that are 2, 3, 4 minutes long. They have audio associated with them. Those are great for YouTube, but I don't have audio on my displays. But there's no captions in the video. There's no, how do I even know what's happening in the video? And 3 minutes later, I'm long gone.
Yeah, exactly. Like, who's going to, let me just stand here for 4 minutes. I was going somewhere, but I'm going to stand here and watch this video.
Yep. And 9 times out of 10, if you have interactive displays and you have video playing, everybody's trying to figure out, where is the back button? How do I get back to the home screen? How do I stop the video? I've decided I don't want to watch that. I have a lot of customers.
So it just becomes like that. A real world annoying pop-up.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. An annoying pop-up. But it depends. It really depends on the location of the displays and what you're trying to communicate.
Mm-hmm. But so, short video, judiciously used, animated backgrounds, animated weather icons or something like that. That might draw in.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about kudos? I see here in the office is you guys have this kind of shout-out thing, which apparently is very, very popular.
One of my favorite
What
things.
About giving recognition to people?
Well, everybody likes to see their name in lights, or almost everybody. So we do have a new shout-out feature. I love this. You can go to the internet, fill out a form. It's on the homepage. So you fill it out, and it goes to the digital signage, and it lists who gave you the kudos. It says thank you, so I'll say thank you from Dave, and it literally thanks all the people he wanted to thank for a certain project. So you can do that with anybody. It's a great way. Like I said, everybody, it always catches my eye if I see my name on that sign. So, and it's also nice too, customer quotes or if you've got something that, or a customer said something nice too.
So, like a testimonial, yeah.
Testimonial. It's great. It makes, you know, especially too, if you're in technical support or development, somebody says, I love this product. This product is amazing.
Or like, yeah, somebody, I don't know, sticks up a Google review or on some consumer website or Facebook, grabbing those out, sticking them up. Why not?
Yes, because the whole company is responsible for that. Everybody plays a part.
What about profiles? I think this is always a potentially dicey area because, like, some people would love it. Here's Bob,
yes.
And he is our technical manager, and he likes goldfish and whatever.
And cats.
And,
because those go together.
And he has found a way to make them live peaceably.
Yes.
Some people like that stuff. Some people don't like it. So how do you handle this?
So another idea might be to focus on a department or team.
Oh.
Maybe perhaps what their interests are, what they do, kind of getting to know your team a little bit better. So if you have somebody on the team who's not super excited about having their picture up there or their, you can focus on maybe a team effort.
Do you know what the quality assurance department does?
I was going to say, or finance, because to me, that's just numbers. But I know that they are a very critical group too.
They just did this. They just did that. They just applied for a grant. They just received the grant, or something like that.
Right. Oh. 3 or 4 people just got their, you know, project management certification or something like that, or just grad school or.
So it could be projects in addition to departments of people.
Could be.
What about training somehow? I mean, obviously you can use digital signage to say, hey, we have these training modules available, or there's this training seminar coming up, or whatever industry-specific certification deadlines are looming into the future. Are there other ways we can leverage digital signage to assist with training?
Absolutely. So you might want to share a tip or something that maybe not everyone would know, so that would benefit folks that maybe just took training. You could even do quizzes, so you could say, hey, everybody was in this seminar. Did you know this? Or what are the 3 things that you learned? Let's say some goals of that seminar. So maybe you put up a little quiz to remind everybody, hey, you just took this seminar and we know you took it.
Yeah.
So now answer this and then maybe take a picture of it and then you might win something.
Right. So you can gamify it too.
You can gamify.
Yeah. It's a nice way to remind people, hey, you know that training seminar you just did? Do you remember that this was the #1 takeaway?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And we know it was mandatory and you probably didn't want to go, but if you can answer this question first, we'll give you money.
Yeah. Get a coffee card or something.
Or an award or a...
Whatever. Yeah. Or we'll put it up on the screen.
Or you'll get your name in lights.
Yeah. What about safety tips and guidelines and things like this? I mean, this, I know a lot of manufacturing uses this.
Yes. They do. So this is a great thing to put up on the screen. Very quick, short, sweet. If you've got interactive displays, let them choose which safety tip they might want to watch.
So divide them up by categories.
Yep. So you can certainly schedule. If you don't have interactive displays, then of course you can schedule at will that you need to.
Mm-hmm.
But keep them short, sweet, to the point. But if you have interactive displays, even better, because then they can choose maybe ones that they're not so up to speed on. That's a great learning tool, but short, sweet, quick, and allows them to get educated at the same time.
I mean, speaking of interactive screens, I mean, we see this all the time. When you go even to a shopping center, certainly any trade show, you see it. This started a few years ago. the moment someone sees a screen at human level, at reachable level, they just start pawing at it. They just start touching it. And can I interact with this? Can I interact with this? This is, I mean, I kind of feel honestly at this point, any decent digital signage deployment kind of needs to have some interactive screens.
It really does. If you think about what's in your hand, you have an interactive screen in your hand. It's called your phone, your iPhone, your Pixel, your whatever it is, your Android.
So, I mean, what can we use it for? I mean, obviously we can go into directories.
You can go out to directories, but if you're trying to maybe incorporate, let's say, that sense of community, you could say, hey, thinking about lunch today? What do we have around here? Touch, and then you get a...
Well, you guys have this in your lobby.
We are doing this right here at Vizix, and I absolutely love it. I didn't even know that about 40 of those restaurants existed. But first it says, what are you feeling like? Yeah, American cuisine? Do you want Italian?
Yeah.
Interested in some salads, some healthy choices. It's great.
Yeah, I thought it was kind of cool because you can you go up, you say dining in the area.
Yes.
You can do it by cuisine. You can do it by location. Yes. At this particular shopping center, there are these restaurants and this. So yeah, it's actually pretty neat.
Community events. Back to the Butch Walker.
Right.
And what's the weather going to be for Butch Walker, by the way? I can check the 3-day forecast. I mean, there's so much capability with interactive.
Where is Butch Walker having lunch?
You can touch here to do this, and that touch can lead to another touch that leads to another one, and another one that just takes you wherever you want to go.
Because they're all nested information.
Yes, and it's what you are choosing what you want to see.
And obviously wayfinding. I know Vizix does a lot of custom wayfinding projects. That's a huge part of interactive.
And you can take that on your phone, too. So you find out where you're going, and you can...
You get to turn by turn directions.
Mm-hmm.
What about menu boards? I kind of think menu boards are kind of awesome. I love menu boards. Because I love food, because, you know,
I love food.
Menu boards, right?
Yes, I'm going to go to one of those restaurants that the digital signage told me to go to, and I would like to see menu boards. Why do you print anymore? And that way, too, if we run out of something at the location where we have the food, then we can automatically update it super quick instead of them saying, hey, I would like that BLT. Well, we're all out of bacon. I need to leave then.
Right. Or I'm not going there.
Or
I'm only going for the chili.
Only for the chili.
Yeah.
But if you maybe can't eat bacon because your doctor said, that bacon's not for you, or you're allergic to tomatoes, then we can update the boards or have that information on the board where it's a visual and it's not just a long list of words.
Right.
Heart healthy, non-GMO, gluten-free.
Right.
All of that can be communicated to you,
right,
the audience, in the form of an image.
So which processes faster?
It processes faster.
Right. And I can imagine, I mean, I'm not a vegan, but I can imagine for vegans it must be a constant struggle of like, no, I said no butter, damn you.
Yes, and gluten-free is also, it's tough.
Okay.
So those are, I love that. I love that about menu boards. And plus, if let's say the price changes.
Or there's a sale. Now, here's a question, though. So, all right, that sounds great, but those are expensive, those touch screens. I only have static displays, so I guess I'm out of the interactivity game. Is that true, or is there a way to leverage static displays?
You're really not out of the game. You want to make sure that your content is changing frequently to where it is almost like it's interactive. It's not quite the interactive experience, but... Where can they go to get more information? Take the message space that you have, the retail area that you've got on your display, and use that to have hooks like weather and, hey, did you check out all the new community events that we have happening in the area?
Yeah.
You can find those here. Just give them somewhere to go.
You could do a short URL.
Sometimes it's almost easier to if you've got it on the intranet, if you have it on your intranet or on a certain place on your website, so if you're like a university or something and you've got a page that's dedicated to that type of information, like if I need to go to Student Life and everything's on the homepage of Student Life that I saw on the digital signage, well, that's just one click, right, going to a website. I'm not having to dig deep down. You don't want to have them go to Student Life, then have them go underneath that,
right,
and then a page below that.
Right.
The more words you put up there to where to go to get more info, the less likely they are to get.
Well, you know, I read recently that QR codes are finally taken off here.
They are. So QR codes is something that in the past I haven't seen used that frequently, but lately seeing that and in a lot of college campuses.
You know what? I think because they're coming preloaded, the readers are coming preloaded on their phones.
I think that does help because in the past I've had to download a QR code reader.
Right, it's a pain in the neck and I don't want
to. Now I don't have to. It came with the phone.
Right. Fun!
Oh, let's have
can we put fun things up there? Is it just stupid to put up fun things?
You can put up a joke if you want to, as long as it's safe and clean and it'll make everybody giggle, even if it's silly. You can do jokes. You can do trivia. Trivia is fun on this day in history, for example. In fact, we do that here. I always learn something. I don't know that I can repeat it the next day, but I feel good about it that day. So you could do contest.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you want, right? Fun facts. Limericks, jokes.
Limericks.
That's all stuff that either I either have sent around my organization or I might be able to gather very easily myself as a content creator or even just using my fellow colleagues. What about curated content, this idea of curating content? We kind of mentioned this a bit already with grabbing community news and things like this. I mean, I know I don't personally, I'm not a big Pinterest person, but I know a lot of people use it and it's becoming more and more and more and more popular. I mean, that's a curation site.
Derek, that will take hours of your life away from you.
I know. But here's the thing.
It is fun.
If Matilda is already spending hours of her life on Pinterest, surely she could, I mean, if you create some kind of a funnel or some kind of a way for people to go, hey, I find this interesting.
Yes. But yes, you could absolutely use that content. You're already going to it. You're already interested in it. So find out what your audience is interested in. And a lot of, like you said, a lot of folks are using that and they're already interested in it. Yeah. So let's get it up on the screen. The content already exists.
Yeah, they're already sharing it with their friends. Right. While you're at it, why don't you just share it with our digital signage content creators and they'll determine if
they'll determine it up there.
Yeah. And then, of course, there's actual content subscriptions, which we will talk about in a future podcast.
Yes, those are my favorites.
Yeah, you like those.
I do.
All right. Well, it just goes to show, folks, there is an astonishing amount of material out there for you to tweak, adapt, curate. There's no end to the amount of content that's available to you to put up on your digital signs. And it doesn't always have to be specific to the organization. It can also be fun. It can create community. And it can just be something that attracts people to the signs. So they get used to seeing the signs and they actually start to depend on the signs for information, entertainment, and so on. It just becomes part of their life.
Yes.
All right. I'd like to thank Elise Kelly for talking to us today, and we'd like to thank all of you for listening. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, want more free stuff? Then head to the resources section of physics.com for free masterclass guides, blogs, videos, and more to help you with your digital signs. Please share, subscribe, and leave a review of this episode, and connect with us on social media.